Rabbi Isai, I heard of Rabbi Fisher for many years. Oh, the first time I got to meet him, after hearing all about him, was by Rabbi Aryeh, by Simchas Beis Sheva, in his Bekeshit. I had no idea who this person was. He comes and gives me this hug. Rabbi! And ever since then, that's what he calls me, which I don't understand why. I guess I have a white beard, I'm a little bit old. But he, my Rabbi, because I learned so much from this man. And Rabbi Isai, in one sentence, this week's parsha, this last week's parsha by Yeshiv, Vaymoin Yaakov Listachim, Yaakov refuses to become consoled. To refuse to become consoled means there was an option. He was given a what, and he refused it. You can only refuse if you give. What was the option of being to become consoled? I heard this from a father of a bachur who learned here, who heard this from the Mekubal, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. He said, the brothers came to Yaakov Avinu. Tati, you had 12 children. One of them is gone, Yosef. But he was a write-off. He was a bad boy. He was messing around. He was a Baal Lashon Hara. Dad, forget about it. Let's go forward. 11 of us, let's go weiter. Vaymoin Yaakov! Yaakov refuses! No child of mine is a write-off. Do you know in last week's parasha, it says again, Vaymoin. What does Vaymoin mean? Refused. It says again, Vaymoin, in last week's parasha. Where? Vaymoin Yosef, exactly. Yosef refuses to fall into the trap of an Eishes Petifar. Where did Yosef get that courage? Where did Yosef get that koyach to be a refusenik? A bacher? Tivus? A guy? Tempted? Said Rabbi Rabinovich, when there's a father back home who refuses to give up on his son, that gives the courage to the son to be able to stand up to all temptations, to all nisyonos. And even though Yosef had no inkling that it was happening, you could feel it in the ear. Rabbi Isai, what I have to say about my Rebbe, Rabbi Fisher, how many tens, hundreds, or maybe even thousands of Bachurim and Yungalite are out there in the world today being a Vaymoin Yosef, being a refusenik to what temptations of this world has. And you know why? Because there was one Vaymoin Rabbi Fisher who wasn't willing to give up. I have nothing more to say. I have a lot more to say, but that's enough for right now. Rabbi Fisher, I love you. I stand up in admiration for you, and I think you're God's gift to mankind. Oh.
What's the time? Is it said I know?
No clock, nothing. We're above the moment as mine.
Do you want a mic?
No, I'm okay. Thank you. Okay, wow. It's very humbling. Rebbe, I gotta process that. I need like 24 hours for that one. To hear from the Rosh Yeshiva. Hear from the Rosh Yeshiva praise. We don't know how people look at us. That's why, you know, when I said, oh, Rebbe, you know, when I met Rebbe the first time, one of the things that I like to do is I like to learn from other people. I try to learn from other people. One of the challenges that I have sometimes in my position is that, you know, people want to hear from me. It definitely feels good that people want to hear from me. One of the strengths that I have, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem gifted me, is that I really love I was always a good student. When I say a good student, I mean, I was also a good student in that way, but wasn't, you know, but I love to look to people and the tzaddikim and, you know, people who I can learn from. You know, Imre Bina in this yeshiva is a light for Klal Yisrael. It's a light for the yeshiva that I'm part of. But people don't know that. People don't know. Well, now you don't. But you don't know it. Just because I said it doesn't mean you know it. But I'm just sharing that Rebbe. The reason I say Rebbe is because I learned so much. I learned from afar. One of my favorite svarim that I try and connect to is Mesillas Yesharim, and I think that was our first conversation. Rebbe was telling me I still have to. There was a lot of noise. It was busy. We were dancing, and Rebbe was telling me a whole pshat in Mesillas Yesharim. And I felt connected right away. I definitely feel very close with the yeshiva here. It's my first time speaking here, even though I spoke here in the summer when there was a camp. It was a camp here, but I didn't consider it still. I still was in the yeshiva. But to be with the Rosh Yeshiva, the truth is I'm Ben Azmanim already. So we give off a little bit. So... I'm very humbled to be part of this yeshiva right now. I've never, Baruch Hashem, Zocha, that Avram learned here. My son Avram learned here. And many of the chevra, I feel very, the reason I was saying that it's been Azmanim a little bit is like, I feel like good that I'm here. I feel very close to the yeshiva. I think our yeshiva, which is the same, we're all together. We're all together. Klal Yisrael is together. The Jewish people, we're all trying to do the same thing. Everybody, it's going to be hard for me to start giving out shout-outs. But just, I felt very warm when I saw Yisrael Winter here. I felt very... I'll tell you why it feels so good, because at the end of the day, it's all, we all know this, that it's, you know, all these, I'm in this yeshiva, I'm in that yeshiva, it's like, I'm part, you know, like, I'm sure you all know, in my house, we don't use the word Haredi, Datilumi, Chiloni, secular, because it's all fake news. Don't judge me, Rebbe will like this line. Don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we sin differently. So this yeshiva, that yeshiva. Oh, Rebbe, yeah, come on. Rebbe liked, I knew Rebbe would like that line. True, but the reason Rebbe likes the line, I'm going to say, Rebbe Gedalia, Rabbi Auerbach, thank you for your warm, like I said, I was still processing the Rosh Yeshiva's words for me. I hope it's recorded. I could chazer it over, which is one of the things I want to talk about. I really want to talk. Thank you, Rabbi Auerbach, for your wonderful words. Like I said, don't judge me because we sin differently, and that this group and that group, and what's the difference between Imre and this yeshiva, and what's with Chevron and Toros Chaim. It's all fake news. I'll tell you why it's fake news. And I'm proud to say that publicly, recorded. The reason it's fake news, even though, let me be more clear than fake news, because fake news... I always say, I don't like to say the truth. Why? Because, oh, that's your truth. Everybody says, yeah, this is his truth. His truth, right? This group says it's their truth. This truth, this truth. I like to work on saying things that are true. Because then you can't argue with it. If I say something that is true, so then you can't argue. If I say, oh, this is the MS. The MS is, you know, that's when a person can get into trouble. Because then you'll hear guys start talking, oh, this is my truth, this is your truth, right, this is his truth. I like to say things that are true. I work on saying, I like to say things that are true. And I think it's a segue, right? See, part of the problem, Rabbi Auerbach, okay, wait, did I do my intro? Rabbi Auerbach, I want to say that I'm honored that you asked me to come here. It's an honor to be here. It's humbling for me to be here. I look up to this yeshiva very much. I look up to the Rosh Yeshiva very much. Rabbi Auerbach, Rav Gedalia, is only doing incredible things, and I appreciate your introduction. I love your accent. I love the accent. It's different than the English accent. I like it a lot. You're very special, and Hashem should help you and Rebbe, the whole yeshiva should just continue to do things like this, to bring Yidden together, to bring us together. Oh, I was in the middle of saying
the truth,
the thing that is true. The thing is that whatever yeshiva you're in, it's just like clothing. I tell people, what's a raya that wearing a white shirt and a hat doesn't mean anything? Because all you got to do is go to the store and buy a white shirt and wear a hat. As Rabbi Freifeld used to say over, what's the raya that payas and a beard don't mean anything? Because all you have to do is do nothing and it grows. So anything that you don't have to do anything and it grows can't be anything. Right? It can't mean anything. So how could wearing a white shirt and signing up to a yeshiva, and I'm part of this yeshiva and this yeshiva, so that makes me better? That makes me do. How does anybody know what you're struggling with? How does anybody know? Every yeshiva is so beautiful. Every yid is so beautiful. Every person, each and every one of us. And Rabbi Auerbach, Rabbi Gedalia, I want to tap in a little bit. Oh, Marty. Marty Yudin. Rabbi Gedalia was saying when we were walking down the stairs, I'm like, honestly, I don't really want to speak. Once I get started, I can keep on going. And we'll see where this ends up. I want to talk about how we together can be machazik each other to be closer to ourselves. Closer to ourselves. What I was telling Rav Gedalia on the way down was, he said, you know, we want to mess, you know, what's my message to everybody? To be honest with everybody, I think we're messaged, no pun intended, I think we're messaged out a little bit. Right, you thought the no pun intended. Right, I think we're messaged out, which means like, yeah, now you guys, it might be even more, because I didn't grow up, none of your rabbis over here, at least the older Chevra, not that people in their 40s and 50s and don't struggle with the same thing that you guys struggle with. The whole generation is struggling with phones. There's Rabbi Ezra Neuberger, I'm from Neri Yisrael. I was very close with him. He was a big tzaddik from who just passed away. He was nifta. They say he never had a cell phone, never would open up a computer, nothing. Our generation, including myself, this is one of the things that's going on. You guys, you probably heard it. I don't know. I didn't hear this as a kid. You know, get off your phone. Do you have a certain amount of time that you could be on your phone? I didn't have that. I didn't have the whole like phones, technology. Something tells me that it's not about phones and technology. Something tells me that like we're messaged out about talking about phones and technology. I think what we need to talk about is ourselves, and we need to talk about connecting more with ourselves and people and Hashem, which is one and the same. To the degree that a person can connect to himself, and this is a heavy statement, to the degree, and by the way, Rebbe, I just want to say something, the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm confident that anything I'm going to say, 90% of anything I could say, Baruch Hashem, Mesil Tisharim is one of my favorite Sfarim. I could share it with, I could bring, I don't want to say a raya, but I think I could bring a raya to anything I'm saying. I'm saying a little bit a little bit to because I might say a little bit things that seem sharp, because the Misil Susharim says in Perik Yud Ches, Gam Hu Misug Ha'oy Havim. It's one of my favorite lines that changed my life, that Hashem is also a relationship. So you come to yeshiva, everyone comes to yeshiva and is trying to have a relationship with Hashem. The problem is, if you don't know how to have a relationship with yourself, and you have trouble with having a relationship with yourself, and you have trouble having a relationship with other people, so then you're going to have a trouble having a relationship with Hashem. It's not possible to have, let me say it even more, to the degree that you could have a relationship with other people is the degree, and yourself is the degree that you could have a relationship with Hashem. Now, people don't want to hear that. People would rather bypass their relationship to say, oh, I have this great relationship with Hashem. I have this great relationship with Hashem. Meanwhile, I don't get along with this person. I don't get along. I don't know myself. As I think either the Alter from Kelm said, or Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one of the tzaddikim said, people think it's about believing in yourself and knowing Hashem. That's what people think. Believe in yourself and you got to know Hashem. Say no. It's about knowing yourself and believing in Hashem. It's about learning yourself, getting to know yourself, getting to know oneself, getting to know oneself. Now, what does that mean? Okay, that's a discussion that we could have. That's a discussion. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality. Doesn't matter if you're 80 years old, doesn't matter if you're 70 years old, doesn't matter if you wear a shrimal and a bekisha, doesn't matter, right? It's my new, I just heard that song. Don't eat a bekisha, don't eat a bekisha. It's a great song, because I have to wear a bekisha, right? But what's up, Shah? We all know this, especially Hanukkah. I'm not going to start saying Hanukkah. Talk Hanukkah, it's all this. It's all about pnimius. It's all about pnimius. It's all about chayim. It's all about the pnimius. It's all about deep down. Everyone who runs to your phone, this is going to be a little bit pum fakir. Whenever you're running to your phone, you are running to yourself. Just like the guy who runs to drink, he's really running to himself. Just like the guy who's running to smoke, you'll be meichel me to talk in the like this in the Beis Medrash, but we have to talk open. Whenever you run to taiva, you're running to yourself. People think, oh, I'm such a big Baal Taiva. You know why you're such a big Baal Taiva? Because you're such a lover. Or you're so empty because you're such a lover. Or you have so much pain. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. I'm in so much pain. Stop with the taivas. You shouldn't be a Baal Taiva. That's why Rabbi Orbach says, I'm not going to give Musar. That's what he meant. But that's the biggest Musar. I love giving Musar. You know what the Musar is? The Musar is we don't need as much Musar as we think we need. Or we need a different type of Musar is a to take hold of yourself. Musar doesn't mean, maybe about my generation, the Rosh Hashiva's generation. And I needed as much love. I can't speak for the Rosh Yeshiva, but I would assume I needed as much love as everybody here needed. Baruch Hashem, I'm getting it more now in my older age. I'm getting it now.
I was thirsting for my Rosh Yeshiva to put his arm on my shoulder.
Right.
And
right.
I'm still thirsty.
Right. See, what a Rosh Yeshiva you have, just to say that. Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you. Bad because your phone. All you're looking for when you look at that, I had this ha'ara, and it's so cheesy, but I think it's so true. It is a little cheesy, but I don't care. I try to say things that are true, whether they're cheesy or not. I'll put that in my line. whether it's cheesy or not. When you're looking at your phone, right, it's light. Your phone is light. Light, meaning physically there's light. Whatever the psychologist, Menachem maybe could speak about that, or all the statistics, you could ChatGPT it. Right? What is the dopamine or the light? Yeah, you're looking for the Ner Hanukkah. I'm serious. You're looking for light. I don't know what happens over here. Guys sit there by the Ner Hanukkah. They're staring at the Ner Hanukkah. What are they doing? In our day, we didn't stare at the Ner Hanukkah. I'm serious. We didn't. We said say it Dvar Torah, which was beautiful. But now people are looking for. We're all looking for. You know why? Because we all have so much light. So when you reach for your phone 365 times a day, whatever your calculation is, that's where it hit me, Rav Gedalia. When you reach for your phone 365 times a day, you're reaching for yourself 365 times. I need me. I need me. I need me. I want me. I need me. I need me. I need me. I want to connect. I want to connect. I want to connect. The phones are not the problem. There is no problem. There is no problem. Not a problem. We have a Yetzirah. There's a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not like, oh, now we have a, right, one of the famous pshat they say, by when Yaakov was fighting the Sarah Shel Esav, right? Lama Zendik Rolishmama, what's your name? Yaakov Avinu asked what the Yetzirah, what his name is. He says, I don't have a name. What we're going to say, the Yetzirah is this, the Yetzirah is that. We don't know what the Yetzirah. We have Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us how the Yetzirah approaches us. It's not about we get lost a little bit. We get lost a little bit in the whole technology. I'm not trying to mess up the whole symposium, this whole thing, Rabbi Auerbach. It's a beautiful meme and great way to say, let's talk about technology. It has nothing to do with technology. It has to do with I wanna connect to myself. I wanna connect to the guy next to me. I wanna connect to Hashem, which is only you're only able to. And I love this. And I would love to. I love when people learn a lot and they have seichel and they think about things. I love having the challenge because it makes it sharper by me. It gets more clear. We all want to connect to the Rabbeinu Shlom. And I know I said this before. The only way you could connect to the Rabbeinu Shlom better, the degree that you can connect to Hashem and the Torah is all to the degree that you're able to connect with yourself, with other people. Okay, I could daven to Hashem to help me connect more to myself. I could daven to Hashem, that I could daven, I could learn Torah. Avram was telling me, we were talking in the car, right? A person learns Torah, you learn Torah. Torah protects you. It protects you from not being distracted from yourself. It's not the pshat. Everybody knows I don't want to be a Baal Taiva. Everybody knows, let me say better. Everybody knows not to give in to their desires. Whether you're a Baal Taiva or not, okay. You're everybody knows I don't want to give in to my desires. Everybody knows not to speak Lashon Hara. Everybody knows that I want to spend more time with myself. And we don't have to be machadish to anybody. Oh, get off your phone, get off your phone, get off your phone. We all know that. Everybody knows that. What's the problem? The problem is the Yetzihara doesn't want me 365 times that I say, connect to myself, connect to myself, connect to me, connect to something deeper. Maybe my anxiety is my power. Because anxiety is power. If I get invited back, I could do a whole shiur on that. If you ever have an anxiety thing. Anxiety is power. If you suffer from anxiety, not my anxiety. Yeah, then maybe you're like Batman or Superman. The more anxiety you have, the bigger Baal Taiva you are, the bigger you are. The bigger you are, the more you love your phone, the more you could have major connections to people. It's there. It's not a bad thing. It's the Yetzirah. Yetzirah makes everything so confusing. Yitzhahara is mebalbel. He makes it confusing, so he says, you know what my problem is? My problem is my phone. And that's not your problem. Like everyone says, right? No one will tell you, how come, let me ask everybody, Kasha. I really would like, if it's okay, I really want to hear from everybody else. And the reason I want to hear from everybody else is because I think we need to be machazik each other and learn about it. I think when you think you know about it, you can be mistaken. Whenever you think you know something, Masil Sharm says it by Anava, you're more mistaken than when we think we know, oh, this is the problem. It's good to have you guys, all of us, tzaman, together, to say, what Eitzah do you think? What do you think? What's it for you? What do you relate to it? How does it pull away from you? What does it do to you? I was in the middle of saying something about the Yetzer Hara, the problem. Okay, that happens to me. I don't know if it's an age thing, Rebbe, but it happens to me. No, I think because I have a lot to share. I have a lot to share on this, and the reason I want to hear from you is because it's that's what I was going to say. No one says when you're drinking, let's talk drinking. Somebody who loves to drink, whether he's an alcoholic, not an alcoholic, that's not the point. A guy loves to drink. He doesn't love to drink. I'm not getting into whether he's diseased or not. A guy loves to drink. He doesn't love to drink. He has something else that the drinking is coming in place of. Any outside thing, whether it's alcohol, whether it's weed, whether it's gambling, whether it's your phone, anything outside of you that you think you go to is never the problem. What it's doing is it's taking you a step away from what the problem is. I have so much anxiety. I have social anxiety. I need to relax. So when I go into my bed, or when I touch my phone, or when I look on my phone, I have this myself. I, Yoni Fisher, I have this. I have not beaten this yet. You can listen to my shiur from 3 years ago, and I still haven't beaten this. Actually, I'm on my way to beat this. I want to tell you, when I actually beat it a little bit, if I'm sitting alone, it doesn't happen that often, that I'm sitting alone in a public place. It actually happened yesterday where I took my wife somewhere and I was waiting in the car and I said, you know what, I'm going to sit outside. It was so beautiful. And I was sitting alone on the bench. It was a public area in Modi'in. And I suddenly felt myself getting self-conscious. What's this guy sitting alone? Like, is he okay? Is he a little bit like cracked out? Like, who's this guy just sitting, right? I'm not going to sit in the Rashiva's chair. I mean, it's like sitting alone like this. Like, I'm just like, yeah, like, is he okay? Like, then you're, see how I'm going like this? Anyone who could see? You start, I'm even doing it now, and I'm not alone. Right? I'm banging my thing. Shuckle a little bit. Why am I shuckling? You know why? Because maybe, not maybe, I know this is true, that I don't spend as much time as I'd like to alone. I'm not so comfortable being alone. I get anxious. I'm from old school. I'll blame it on my I could. This is true. I am from the Holocaust. Father was a Holocaust survivor, so I definitely have the ticket. Anyone who knows anything, there's definitely textbook material of that anxiety, even though we all have anxiety. Sit alone. I still can't sit alone just for the sake of sitting alone. And just to that. Does that mean that there's something wrong with me? No. It means I'm human. So what do? I'll check my phone. So what did I do? I tried it for a few minutes, and then I said to myself, I'm processing as I'm talking right now. What did I do? I had like 60-something unread messages, and I'm like, I have 45 minutes. Great idea, Yoni. Why don't we start going through the messages? So I could think, oh, you're such a tzaddik. You're mamish, you have your time alone, and you're getting back to people. Or, I had trouble sitting alone. And that's okay. It's okay, I'm saying it publicly. It's not like
Why can't it be both?
What?
Why can't it be both?
Now what? Oh, see, now we're already asking questions. I like that. What do you mean? Explain. Go.
What Why can't it be? You want to get back to people? You want it?
Right, so there's something called, remind me of your first name?
Binyamin.
Right. Last name, Seidel? Right, I know his whole family, that's right. Yeah, Binyamin, yeah, go.
Why can't it be? You want to get back to people, you want to be there for other people, and you're escaping.
Right, exactly. So escaping is a, this is why I want to talk about it. Escaping, I tell people, sorry, Rosh Hashiva, I'm okay with that. I tell people, you can have one guy who's on his phone for 3 hours, and you have another guy who's on his phone for 1 hour, and I'll take the guy who's on his phone for 3 hours. What's the difference? The guy who's on his phone for 1 hour is escaping. He's not able to sit with himself. The guy who's on the phone for 3 hours made a decision that I'm watching a movie, I'm watching a ball game for 3 hours. So it's not about how much time I'm on my phone. It's what is pulling me to be on my phone. So when I have the ability, Binyamin, to stop for a second and to say, I'm proud of myself. Forget about the fact that I'm processing with a whole group over here, right? I'm processing yesterday one little thing about sitting alone, and I'm questioning myself of what's going on inside of me, as Rav Gedalia was saying, Rabbi Auerbach was saying, as I'm going ahead and I'm pulling out my phone, why am I pulling out my phone? When I was on that bench, I don't remember exactly, I wasn't there. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes when you're connected from reality. That comes when you're connected to reality, not one's escape from it, is that if I'm returning the phone calls because I made a decision, it's like codependence. It's beautiful to help out your mom and your dad and your siblings. But if you have to help out your mom and your dad and your siblings, and I can't control myself, if I have to, and it's my job, because it's not your job to help out your parents and your siblings. I'm not getting into, yes, of course, we have a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, and sometimes there are situations where we have to help our parents. But if I feel pulled internally, and it's my job to take care of my father or my mother, I'm not talking about chas v'shalom in cases of where they're ill or extenuating cases. I'm talking about stam, regular. If you feel that way, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong with things? Yeah, there is something wrong with that, because that's not your job. If a guy can't come to yeshiva and focus on himself, I tell this to guys all the time in yeshiva. Oh, but I want to be mashpia on other people. The famous Dubna Magid with the Vilna Gaon. The only way you're going to be able to, and I say this all the time, if you don't have it, you cannot give it. That's a fact. That's a fact. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If you have 10 shekel, you can't give 11 shekel. To the degree that you have love, you could give love. To the degree that you have serenity inside yourself, you could give over serenity to others. Serenity means calm. Menuchas ha-nefesh. As someone in the yeshiva said by us, I say this many times, hurt people hurt people. That's a fact. That's something that is true. It's not my truth. If you're hurt, you will hurt. So someone said, Meyerdik. Rabbi, listen to this. And if you're healed, and you heal, then you'll be able to heal. So here, I could tell everybody here, your phones. It doesn't matter what I say. I myself, yesterday, struggled sitting alone. So I got to go into that. I don't have to. I do have to. I don't have to. That's a different question, whether I'm going to or not going to. But at least I'm aware. Yeah, we have other questions. I see. I like this. Okay. Yeah. Go.
What does that mean, Rick? You're saying that line at
authentic sustainable, great.
Yeah, what's connecting to reality? What do you mean by that?
So good, beautiful. Ask yourself that question. What's your first name again?
Zev.
I would ask yourself that question. What's your reality? I don't know. You have to answer. I can't tell you what your reality is. That's the problem. The problem is when someone else is telling you what your reality is. What's your reality? I don't know. Even if it's negative.
Trying to understand the question. What does that mean?
You're asking the question. I said the statement. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality, not someone's escape from reality. The reality is that I'm scared. The reality is that I'm nervous. The reality is that I have tiredness. The reality is that I'm hurt. The reality is not that I'm watching movies. The reality is not that I'm struggling with watching things that are that I don't want to be watching. But you're not watching that because there's something wrong with watching. Of course there's something wrong. Like the surah, I could say right now. Like the surah, levavchem achrei nechem shoyin, beautiful. Oh, really? I didn't know there's a lav in the Torah to look. Has nothing to do with that. Of course, we're all b'nei Torah. We all want to do 613 mitzvahs. We all want to go in the right way. But what? Maybe I don't have as much control as I think I do because I'm hurting. And when do I look to that thing? When do I reach for my phone? That, Zev, is learning my reality. What is my reality? Am I a happy person? Am I a sad person? Do I have tainas with my parents? Do I feel insecure? Do I have social anxiety? Maybe that's why I can't get out of bed. Maybe that's why I go to things. That's reality.
So when Rebbe was saying that you were sitting on the bench, and you felt like Rebbe wanted to connect to his reality. Like you said,
I was having trouble connecting to my reality.
So what would that be? What does that mean?
Because probably
because you're sitting down on a bench, that means like you want to whip out your phone. That means oh, you can't connect to reality.
I if you want to ask about myself, I could be there is a part of me that had trouble just sitting on a bench and just enjoying the fact that I'm sitting on a bench. That's reality. Why can't I just sit on a bench and breathe and just relax and go? Why can't I do that? Because maybe I have trouble connecting to that reality. That's the reality.
And just sitting on the bench and just like...
You know, whatever it might be, again, without getting into the... Maybe I'm not explaining it so well. Reality is whatever is. Whatever is. Whatever is.
I want to understand why the reality is that you have 60 messages that you haven't answered yet. And
you can't ask about his...
He can say... You can ask me anything. Ask me whatever you want. I'm not. You can prove me wrong. I'm not trying to be right.
I'm trying to understand.
I could be wrong. I'm saying I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to have a conversation. So I'm saying things. So what am I not being clear about? That what?
Why is it not a reality?
Yes.
For Rebbe, that when you have 60 messages that Rebbe hasn't answered yet, and you have that time, that yes. Right now, okay, I'm free.
It is because I didn't choose to make that time during that time and said, I, Yoni, am taking my wife somewhere. While I'm waiting for her, what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer phone calls. That's very responsible. That's beautiful. That's not what happened. What happened was I did do that in the car a little bit, and then I said, it's so nice. Why don't I sit by a bench? I found myself, Zev. I found myself at that moment. It's not like tomorrow the same thing is going to happen. Maybe the opposite will happen. Because, oh, here, I gave this whole shiur, I'm talking. I'm going to go excited, sit by the bench and go, see? I'm not pooping. That's not living in reality.
Living in reality is living in reality,
which is I accepted the fact that I'm okay that I was returning my messages. I wasn't doing anything bad. I'm a good guy. We're all good guys. What are you doing here? You wouldn't be here if you're not a good guy. I wouldn't be here. I think I'm a okay good guy. I'm trying to just be a good guy. So thank God that okay. I'm trying to be more yoni. More yoni would be like so. Maybe I get nervous and I'm alone. Maybe I'm a little bit nervous and I'm alone. I'm always with people. People know me a little bit. So maybe I'm a little bit uncomfortable that I'm sitting. It was actually a funny thing because it's good for me to talk about it. Thank you for the therapy a little bit over here. I was sitting on a bench in the middle of like traffic and people, and I'm sitting there like cars coming by, how they're looking at me. Why is it? I said that before. See, I'm saying it again. Right? What's the shot? I think I felt a little nervous. Great. That's the reality. That was the reality.
The phone was escape.
Is that a little helpful?
So
I think now one second. The reason I say authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from your connection to reality, is because the more we learn ourselves, that's what I said from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The more I learn myself, it's not about changing yourself. People talk about changing yourself. Okay. The Goyin says, right, Tamid, to be shuiver, good, that's a good kasha, what that means, to break your midas, the bali musar. I love musar. It's deeper than that. There's kvishas hayetzer, which means, barasi yetzer, barasi loy taira, tavlin. We're supposed to spice up our yetzer. We're supposed to pickle. our Yetzihara, a little bit, whatever that means. At the Rosh Yeshiva. 5 more minutes? I told you, Rabbi, I'm just getting started. You know, now he's telling me go as long. Now 5 minutes. Okay, yeah.
No.
Okay, let's do a few more questions and then we'll. Yes. Yes.
Going back before, Rebbe said that if you have 10 shekel, you can't give someone 11 shekel.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like if you're not, I think Rebbe was trying to.
Yeah.
To like
everything.
If you need like, if you're trying to like help someone out with something, if you're not holding yourself, then you won't give it out.
You can only give what you have in that. Yes.
So, but isn't a lot of times like when you're trying to give to someone, you're also trying to like take back what they have?
Yeah, yeah, good.
So if you're not holding all the way and the other person's not too, can you like do a little trade?
Yeah, yeah. So healthy relationships are the reason people suffer in marriage a lot. Are you finished your cup? Can I use this for a second? Yeah? The reason people suffer, thank you. The reason people suffer in marriage is because if my love is like this, if that's how much love I have, and I want my wife to fill up all of this from love, good luck on that one. And if your wife is also this much love, so you got two people like this, good luck.
Well, I don't care what that means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I have, good, I respect your question. If I have within me that my relationship that I'm able, not to give, I'm able to experience within myself this amount of love. So what do I need from my spouse? What do I need from you? What do I need from my Rosh Yeshiva? What do I need from everyone around me? I'm not talking about a 7-year-old kid. No one here is 7 years old. If you were 7 years old, I would say, go back to mommy and tell her she, I mean, I don't know what I would say. I wouldn't be talking. I would say, hey, whatever, you gotta fill yourself up. You guys are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Your next stage in life is marriage. You gotta fill this up. Why? Because if this is the love that you have
for myself,
for yourself, and I need for my friends to fill up my cup, and my friends need me to fill up their cup, that's very, very, very bad. Because no one can fill up someone else's cup. Now, if I'm like this, the coffee was great, by the way. Whoever, who made me the
Shmuel
coffee?
Cohen.
Shmuel, thank you. Thank you. It's not that it was bad, just I think it's more important this than my coffee. Right? But if I fill myself up, like this, so then good, someone could give me a little bit more. And I could pour out a little bit more. And yes, I could fill up myself with friends. I could fill myself with, of course, Torah is everything. Torah is everything. But it doesn't say Psach Sichli Desorasecha. It says Psach Libi Desorasecha. And any person... Psach Libi Desorasecha means Hashem, open up... The irony of Torah and it's Hanukkah is B'nai Bina. It's B'nai Bina. Beautiful. I can't believe I didn't think about that. This is perfect. What is Bina? Just Pashup Shah without getting so Kabbalistic. Bina is, what was Esav's problem? Esav's problem is he had everything in his head. That's why his head is buried in the Amar Zalach Pela. One of the tzaddikim said, what do you do for a, they asked the Tzan Zeruv, what do you do for a living? He says, I build bridges. He says, you don't build bridges. You're a tzaddik. You sit and learn Torah and daven all day. Says, yeah, I'm always building a bridge from my head to my heart. Right? What does that mean? Process. Bina is to process. We have so much information. Information. Another speech. That's why, okay, I did what I said I wasn't going to do. You got me, Rav Gedalia, you got me. I said, let's talk. Why? Because what does talking do? Process. Bina is process. Chanukah, lahashkicham, ein lechem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. Of course you could have Torah. Torah is a chachma, just like you know, Chmeis, the psychologist, is a chachma. That's what they said. But chachma is where? In the head. When you process, when you become more connected to yourself, then you're able to learn Torah. Okay, I don't know how I got to Torah, but it's Hanukkah, so we got to talk that. True, but it's true. No, but it's true. You're learning in yeshiva. If I can tell everybody here, the more you connect to yourself, the more you're going to steig in Torah. That's Masha Livcha Chafetz, it says. It says, you ain't other loymed And I know I'm talking in front of your Rosh Hashiva, and to have the chutzpah to say this, I'm saying this in front of your Rosh Hashiva. You know why I'm saying this in front of your Rosh Hashiva? Because I'm saying something that is true. And if I were afraid to say something that was true, then I'm a big loser. Because it does, no point for me to stand up here and make people happy. I'm not trying to make people happy. I'm trying to say things that are true. And Chazal tell us, "Ein adam loymed ela mima shalibay chavetz umimi shalibay chavetz," which means you only learn. A person is supposed to learn what he wants to learn. Yes, there's a beautiful thing that there's a mesechta of a yeshiva. There's a beautiful thing that there's a tsura of a yeshiva. At the same time, a person connecting to Torah is when you learn. I can't tell you how many times I've guys tell me, "Rebbe, I got to learn. You said learn, so Gemara, Gemara, Gemara." I said, "I didn't tell you that. I never told you that." Sometimes a guy has to go through a tkufa. There's a major Talmud Chacham who told me that Rav Ruderman told him, he's the Mechaber of the Derech Hashem. I don't want to say his name. Probably not Mechaber. The Perish. Master Talmud Chacham, Yushalmi, Bavli, blah, blah, blah. They say a story with the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim as well. And he told them, "Can I learn first Seder?" And again, I'm not trying to get into trouble. There's no trouble. Ain adam loymeid mashal libay chafetz. Because when you're emotionally connected to yourself, and when you learn to get emotionally connected to yourself, and when you learn, that's what's incredible about this discussion. You notice how many times do we speak about the phone right now? You can probably count how many times we said anything about the phone. Because it has nothing to do with the phone. It has to do with you. It has to do with connecting to yourself. People want so badly. Every time you go like this for your phone, it's you wanna open yourself more. I mean, closer to yourself. Okay, the Yetzirah, Harbei Drachim. Yetzirah is a crazy thing. Yetzirah doesn't want you to connect to yourself. Because once you connect to yourself, as I said, maybe one of my biggest things also, I tell parents, don't push Hashem into your children's heart. Bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is there, they'll find Hashem. And ready for this? I say this on us as well. You don't have to push Torah. Yeah, you have to learn, of course. You have to learn Torah. You wouldn't be in yeshiva. You wouldn't be in this holy yeshiva in Emre Bina if you didn't want to learn Torah. You don't push that into your heart. Come to the Beis Medrash maybe a little bit. Come, talk to your Rebbe a little bit. Connect a little bit. Masha Lipcha Chafetz. I guarantee anybody here, when you start even, if you can even answer the question, Masha Lipcha Chafetz, what do you want? What do you want to learn? Someone asks you, what do you want to learn? And if you say, "Oh, I don't know," so I would challenge that. Okay, so you don't know, so what do you, so I'm going to do what the yeshiva is telling me to do. Which is cute. I'm saying it in front of the yeshiva, in front of the Rosh Yeshiva. To me, that's cute. Now, if you say, "Okay, I want to take advantage. I like what Masechta is Rebbe learning." Bamitzia. Okay, Bamitzia. Shnayim Aichsim, the first.
No.
Bamitzias. Okay, you're learning. So cool. But if a guy says, "I don't know, Nezikin's hard for me. I want to learn more of this, more of that." That's a good kasha. I don't set the rules over here, but it's Judaism. That would be a good kasha. Because I want to be true to myself. I want to be honest with myself. I want to try and be honest with myself. Okay. I think I went...
Can you explain what you said about Bito?
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't say process. Oh, because Asaph, which means my emotions.
Right. Open up my heart.
Open up my emotions. What happens is, we know that there's a God. Everybody knows there's a God. Everybody knows Torah. We know about all of the things that we know about. We're bombarded with chachma. Chachma means knowledge. But what's our problem? Our problem is from the neck down. When I learn to process, that's what Amalek is. Amalek, they say, is Meloshin Malika, that he cuts off the head. They say that Paro is the same. He makes a stuff between my head and my heart. Why are we all trying to get in touch with our emotions? The reason we're all trying to get in touch with our emotions is because we all know what's going on in our brain. We have trouble transferring from our brain to our emotions. Bina is all about transferring it from. They say that's the reason. I start off with Peyus, and I'll end off with Peyus. They say that's one of the reasons that the Alpi Kabbalah, you have a beard and Peyus. Because what does it do? It connects my head to my heart. That's the Avodah. A Yid doesn't just stam. Part of our problem is, if I would love internally, if my heart would be connected to Torah, you have a Rosh Yeshiva who's fire. A Rosh Yeshiva who represents, I'm being serious, he represents someone with emotion. That's exciting. Because what happens? You come into the Beis Medrash and you have Chachma, 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 not Chel Keep Sarah Sechab, Chachma, 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 and then I want to connect to me in here. So I'm like, the Beis Medrash represents Chachma, but me, let me read through my phone 365 times.
Wow, so but when that's you learn. The term makes these haircuts like that? Is that the reason? Wow, 100%. That's phenomenal. Wow. 100%. Wow. 100%. Wow. 100%. Forget about that favor, John. That's crazy. Wow. That's what the haircuts are all about, guys. Wow.
Are you recording?